Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, cybersecurity expert Ira Victor for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Ira Victor. He is a digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here, Sam.
All right, so as we are taping this, yesterday Google had some major slowdowns, especially in the eastern part of the country. Do we know what that was caused by? They say not terrorist activity, but just too many people using the system. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, Google's blaming it officially on congestion, what's the cause of the congestion is really the question, and Google is not being very specific. So we've got rumors of what's happening. Level 3, which is a wholesaler to a lot of big internet companies, they look like they had some problem, but we don't know what that is. So Google could be saying that they didn't have an attack, but it could be that someone that they're buying their connectivity from had an attack, and that would still be covered under Google's statement. So there are more questions than answers. Here's the ripple. It affected a lot more than the East Coast. So there are heat maps about where the outages were, and I looked on those before it came on the air, and there's some in Vegas, but there were none in Reno. Well, I can tell you, I was in Reno this weekend, and there were outages on Google systems this weekend. And it didn't just affect Gmail. It affected people using home smart automation systems. So people couldn't adjust the thermostat to turn on the air conditioning. People couldn't get into their homes in some cases because they've got smart locks that are tied with Google services. YouTube was affected. Snap was affected. A lot of services that don't have necessarily you think of when you think of the Google search engine were impacted by this event. At this time, I would call it an event, and we don't know whether it was something more sinister or whether it was some sort of really bad technical mistake that somebody made.
You know, I have not gone to online banking because of the advice you gave me, and because of that, it made me stop in terms of things like Alexa and other digital assistants. And what you're talking about with the thermostat makes me even more concerned as we moved more and more towards autonomous vehicles. Leslie Stahl did a piece a couple of years ago on 60 Minutes where somebody outside of the autonomous vehicle she was driving took control of that vehicle and made it go fast and made it stop and do all these other things. And it seems to me that we are heading for the biggest disaster that we have seen, short of, you know, a conventional war, because of our reliance and interconnectedness of devices.
So I would say that we're not at the stage of a disaster as bad as war, but that slow motion chaos is happening right now. I'll give you an example. The 737 MAX by Boeing. It looks like there's actually, as before I got into the studio today, news that has come out that because of all of the complexities of all the technology on the 737 MAX, one department did not know what the other department was doing when it came to designing that plane. And so what ended up was there were sensors on that plane that had no redundancy to check when there were errors. And so when that single system said, take the nose down, it took the nose down, even though that meant crashing the plane. And again, this is based upon news reports from today. We haven't seen a report from the FAA about this, but that's just an example. We've got here's what's happening, Sam. These new technologies are great. I'm not a Luddite, I'm a big advocate
sure,
of good
course.
Technology. And it gives us efficiencies. It helps us do our jobs better. It allows people in the rurals, like in Nevada, get telemedicine. That's awesome, that's great. But also, a lot of organizations are throwing their best practices by the wayside in the name of the wonders of the new technology. And what we get is this chaos, and that chaos can lead to injury, like the 737 MAX, like in this Google issue. I mean, if people can't get into their home and there's a physical threat against them and they're trying to get into their house because someone outside of their house physically threatens them, that could lead to an injury. So there needs to be a real attentiveness to how we're executing these systems so that we're not hurting people in the name of being more efficient. And I think it goes under the realm of data security. Data security, people think it's things like stopping viruses or preventing a bad guy from getting into your system, and it is, but it's also about being able to trust the data that we have in our system. So in this case of the 737 MAX, when the sensor says, push the nose down into the ground because of some other system on the plane, the pilots can go, wait a minute, that's an error. The plane should not be pushing the nose to the ground at this time. Another element of data security is data availability. When we need access to the data, we can get it. So when I need to get into my home, I can get into my home. When I need to turn on the air conditioning, maybe I have someone who's a senior citizen or ill and the air conditioning is mission critical for their health and safety, then I can control that system. So data security includes both the confidentiality of our data, but also the integrity of our data and the availability of our data.
Okay, so whose responsibility is that? Is that the tech companies? Is that the individual, or is it government?
Well, so I would argue that it's not about which entity is responsible. There are those factors. That is true. And it's going to depend on the circumstance. But I think part of the problem that we're getting sucked into is that people view data security as an IT function. And so they give it to the computer guys. They give it to the IT guys. Except that IT's main culture, their training, is about delivering information services on time and on budget. That's what they do really well. You throw into this mix the issue of business process, the issue of safety, the issue of risk, of liability. That's not really their job. So what the experts are saying is we need to break away the concept that data security is an IT thing. It's about risk and safety and liability, and that's a separate discipline and a separate function within an organization. And we won't really get a handle on all this chaos until we separate the IT from the data security.
And we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, She keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victor. He is a digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com. All right, so government was there at the beginning of the internet, and then eventually let it out to the public. We've seen under this administration a push towards a space command that now has reverted back into the regular military. But I mean, you know, if somebody's going to sit up and be awake at night worrying about something, it's what's going on in space with all these satellites that we have there. And if we have warfare in space that takes out these satellites, man, are we in trouble. And I'm not going to use the phrase that I'd really like to use.
Well, yeah. I mean, our satellites, we are very dependent upon satellites. Probably people watching this program.
Right.
Some or all of the communications they're getting of it may have transmitted over satellite communications. And so we're very, very dependent on that. And if we end up having a battle in space with an adversary, we are very vulnerable. That is a very, we're lucky. We've got these two oceans on either side of our country. So it's challenging for an opponent to mass a large number of soldiers to invade the United States. But they could throw a rocket up into space and hit our satellites, and that could cripple us severely. So we do have to be, you know, aware of the vulnerabilities that we have to our satellite systems and to the other systems that we have, just our weather. That's now coming from satellites. All the tornadoes that have happened in the month of May, the actual deaths from the tornadoes are per a million people are down. Well, that's due in part to the satellite systems that we can see where those tornadoes are and get people to be safe.
And we have a 40-year history of that. So, I mean, that's not even something that's new. We just keep improving on the satellite imagery. The GOES satellites, you know, go back to the 80s when I first started doing weather.
Correct.
A thousand years ago.
The point is where, you know, these are, again, this is an area where we need to have availability of that satellite system to get to the data. And we need that data. And it's important that we protect that. It is critical infrastructure for the United States.
Okay, I've asked you this question before, but I'll ask you again because it's a different time. What keeps you up at night?
So, boy, what's keeping me up tonight lately? Probably because you do ask, like, I should be prepared for that question, and I'm not. So, I think the big issue there's both a plus and a minus here. With all the news coming out about Huawei and security of Huawei, I think that it's good that people are aware of the security issues with Huawei. But I think we need to step back and take a bigger look. We need to look at all the security issues on lots of different systems. And I don't think we're still not paying close enough attention to those security issues in all those places. And therefore, it ripples down. I would say, as I'm thinking about this answer, when the 737 issues planes crashed, and they were still flying in the United States, I was scheduled to take a trip out of Nevada to an adjacent state on Southwest. And I was contacting Southwest to say, how do I make sure that I'm not on a 737 MAX? Because that's something that's really immediate. So I would say the other thing is that what's going on around me that can hurt me that you wouldn't necessarily think of right away, but that has a digital system that could not be doing best practices and then could end up hurting me or my family.
All right, we'll take a break. More with Ira Victor after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victor. He's a digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com. You were talking about Huawei, and the big news, of course, has been their connection to 5G. The United States not wanting them because they're concerned that they are, basically a part of the Chinese government, and yet they're being utilized all over the world. Your thoughts?
So Huawei has a long and looks like, pretty good evidence that they did a lot of intellectual property theft. Here's an indicator. The accusation is that Huawei copied the software from American network equipment companies and then just relabeled it as Huawei and then sold it. And, there were all these accusations. How do you really prove it? Well, when some flaws would emerge from some of the United States equipment, we have security flaws and patches.
Right.
Researchers applied the attack against the Huawei equipment and found that the Chinese had not only copied the good parts of the American software, they had copied the flaws. And the attacks would run on the Huawei software, even though officially Huawei said, no, we didn't copy an American company software. That's a pretty good indication that they were violating intellectual property rights. So Huawei does not have clean hands here. But
let's be fair here. That's not something that's unique to one Chinese company. I mean, there are many, many Chinese companies, private prior to them, Japanese companies, South Korean companies who are all doing the same thing, which is why we've had all these battles over intellectual property.
That is correct. So the history is long. I think what's different now is that there's more awareness of it and people are pushing back on it and saying, hey, it's not acceptable. But I've met the CEO of a company that he isn't located here in Nevada, but he came to Nevada to give a talk. And basically, Chinese competitors violated his patents, copied his product, made it inferior, put his name on it. So they copied the label and sold it to customers. It's the lighting, actually. Like, you see down in Las Vegas how the pool parties have lighting on the inside of the pool. But of course, you wonder, well, how do they do that so that people don't get electrocuted?
Right.
He invented a way to have great lighting that wouldn't get people electrocuted in a pool. Also, his technologies on the big Coca-Cola bottle at the AT&T ballpark in San Francisco. That's
right.
The same technology. The Chinese company ripped off his design, implemented it poorly, put his name on it, and would go out and sell it to construction companies saying that it was his product. And it virtually bankrupted his company because the price was so much less because they were making a vastly inferior product. And you can imagine a dangerous product in a swimming pool. I mean, it's non-trivial. So this history is long. Okay, so getting back to Huawei. So Huawei is doing it. A lot of companies are doing it. The question is, are we really going to say, hey, we need to change our attitude about intellectual property theft and about data security, because that's the two issues here. And we should have a stronger regime and stronger demands on data security and on intellectual property. That includes Huawei and includes other companies as well. And
okay, so you are not against Huawei being a deliverer of the technology to Europe and potentially to the United States.
With the provisions that Huawei increase their transparency, there are ways to do this, the data security is more transparent. There are industry standard methods that can be implemented so that Huawei doesn't have black boxes where we don't know where the data is going. And that should be across the industry. Huawei and Chinese companies and American companies and European companies. So if that's the outcome of all this, great. If the outcome is just to bash one company and we don't improve what the other companies do in terms of security, then that would not be good.
Let's talk about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris being on the same page on something, which is kind of shocking.
Very shocking. This is on election security, and more specifically what Kamala Harris and now President Trump just this past weekend were on literally the same page. They said instead of us having electronic voting machines and electronic tabulation exclusively, that when you vote on a whatever kind of machine you vote on, or if you do it by hand, the output is a paper ballot, a full-size paper ballot. And you can look and say, hi, I'm Sam Shad, and these are the people I want to vote for. And then you take that piece of paper and you put that into an electronic scanner. And so it's tabulated, but there's the paper record is retained. And then what you do is you audit those machines and say, okay, we're going to compare up a statistically significant percentage of the electronic vote, and we're going to hand count random precincts. And if we have a discrepancy, now we know something has gone wrong. If everything is consistent, then we can rely upon the authenticity of the vote. Now, this is a system that has actually been talked about a lot right here in Nevada at DEF CON, the world's largest hacker conference, right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Just this past summer, there were numerous presentations that showed how you could break in and alter an election even when the electronic voting machines are not connected to the internet. Here's what's really sad. According to press reports, only one official from the state of Nevada, a mid-level IT person, showed up at DEF CON to look at what was going on in this huge area they have of DEF CON on election security. We had senior officials from other states flying to Las Vegas, but we didn't have senior election officials from Nevada going right into our backyard to DEF CON to learn what's going on, to see what the researchers are doing. And that, I think, needs to change.
Okay, was there anything during this legislative session that made you think that we were doing anything about election security?
So I didn't follow every single bill. I did not see a bill that, I did not
I,
see
I
a
didn't
hear
see
about
either.
A bill
yeah.
related to election security. That is correct, Sam.
And your point was that even though the machines are not connected to the internet, they can still be hacked. We talked about that on the last program.
That's right, because the memory for the machines are loaded on many times, according to press reports, that here in Nevada, election officials and third-party vendors are loading data onto memory devices that then go into the electronic voting machines, and those computers are connected to the internet. And researchers have said quite clearly that the attackers will go after those computers and alter the data on those systems, and that gets propagated into, can get propagated into the electronic voting machines.
Would you buy an autonomous vehicle if it was available to you today?
No.
Because?
Because I don't trust the safety. I think what you mean is that it could have no steering wheel.
Correct.
And my family and I, we would go to a dinner one night and just sit in the car and it would take us there. No, I do not believe that it's safe. I do not believe that it's ready, and I would not buy one of those vehicles.
If you were going to put a time frame on this, how far out would you go before you think that we're ready to get there? Because it seems that we're still making leaps and bounds technology-wise.
Yeah, at least a decade.
At least a decade.
Yeah. I think we're going to see, you know, dribs and drabs. I know in Las Vegas they've been having autonomous taxis, and they're saying that it's successful. But wide-scale use, I think we're at least a decade away.
And that's where we have to leave it. Ira Victor, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Good to be here. Thank you for being here.
And come back soon.
Will do.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.